Hi, this is Elandus Young, ELANDUSYOUNG. Date of birth is 7/17/1958. Date of accident 1/17/2022. And date of service is 12/1/2023. The patient presents with a history of ongoing pain in the lower back as well as in the neck area to the tune of 9. He also suffers from severe pain in the right shoulder with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees. He has severe pain in the right knee, making it difficult to walk. He also complains of ongoing depression, anxiety, panic, bad dreams, nightmares, as well as difficulty in walking, sitting, and standing. He is a victim of an automobile accident when he was hit by a car as he was walking across a pedestrian walk on 8 Mile Road. And the result of injury was that it was a hit and run accident, and the impact caused him severe headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, and pain syndromes as discussed just now. He was admitted to the hospital at St. John Hospital on the day of accident, and he was discharged thereafter. The progress of the treatment is as follows. We have seen the patient after almost a year and a half of the accident. He was brought by his caseworker. Possibly he was discharged by the previous physicians. He was found positive for cocaine at the time. Initial visit with advanced pain care was on 6/12/2023. And date of accident is 1/17/2022. The patient has undergone two procedures for lumbar epidural on 10/13 and 10/27. That is reported that it has helped him quite a bit, and he is now again scheduling them. There was a breakdown for more than a month and a half, not getting this procedure done. He is also advised to continue taking medication and stop, and he has been referred to an addiction clinic. Pain level varies from 9 to 10, affecting the neck, lower back, right shoulder, the left shoulder. I'm sorry, I dictated wrongly. His left shoulder is the one which is involved, and the right knee. So ADLs are affected 10, while 80% healing has been reported by the patient. The ADLs that are reported affected are as follows. Work, relationship with people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 10. Mood and walking abilities affected 9. General activities affected 6. The system review, patient continues to have moderate headaches with vision disturbances, sleeping difficulty, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and forgetfulness and memory loss. In addition, in the pain and numbness, patient has a continuous stiffness and pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back, as well as right knee, with moderate difficulty walking. Urination is painful due to his prostate problems. In additional history, no new additional history. Substance abuse, patient has been reported to use alcohol, cocaine, and marijuana. The compliance history, patient is not compliant at all. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 190/112, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is dated. November 14, 2023, dictation number 1128-024. Along with diagnosis, plan is to provide him all the medication, which is naproxen 500 twice a day for healing, Alavil 50 milligram at night for sleep and GAD disorder pain relief, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. He's also provided one-time course of Norco 10 over 35 to 12 hour 30 days after ascertaining that he's not on any speed drugs. 6 tablets were provided. His urine drug screen has been obtained. The epidural injection will be provided today. He's also ordered to continue his therapy for the neck and the lower back, the left shoulder, and the right knee, along with massage and traction. Sacroiliitis has been discovered, which will be provided an intra-articular injection at a later date. Thank you.